a tone there, though, of disappointment. He wants more.
From him? Yeah. Well, he's getting less.
Well, if he wants more, he's got to come in.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't. That's it. We do this. Someone else has got to do all the other shit.
Yeah. Because we're one-trick ponies, right? That's basically what it is. Hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Fives. for our... What is it? 123? Episode 123?
123.
123, yeah. That's big.
Boom.
That's big. Or it could be 124. I'm not sure.
I got 123.
Okay. Good. This week we're going to talk about footy. It's just going to be footy talk. Got a lot of good feedback last week about just talking footy. Yeah. Couple of guys just talking footy. I might as well sit on the lounge with you. We've got stretchers. Not stretches, stretchers.
And there's an R there.
There's an R there. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And we've got post-try celebrations. Chunky sound, isn't it? Chunky
guitar sound. Do we have to pay them again? Or is that an ongoing thing?
That was a one-off.
Okay.
We did pick a good song, though.
That's how I read it.
Pick a good song.
Basque. They speak Basque, you know? They're Basque-speaking people.
We got big news to announce.
Yeah.
Wow. Jimmy the Hand's back next year.
Next year.
Can you believe it? He is back. He's gonna do the behind-the-scenes work. He's going to do the front row centre work.
Front of office. You see, with rugby league, you've got to have a good front office.
Front office and behind the scenes.
And Jimmy Your Hand is our front office.
He is. And people loved him.
Yeah,
they loved him.
Not us. Other people.
Other people loved
other
him.
Other people loved
and
him.
And then there's a whole bunch of people who just think he's this mercurial, invisible man because they didn't listen to the first 50 podcasts.
Yeah.
So they just think we've made up this fucking guy. Yeah.
The transparent man.
But he's back on, so tune in next year. We've signed him for a year.
All right, we'll see you then.
See how
thanks
he goes.
For listening.
He's on what do they call it?
Retainer.
Weekly payments.
Mm. Weekly payments.
Well, you know how they pay whatever the fuck Matt Lodge is on over at Manly now.
Right, yeah. $1,000 a week.
Yeah, right.
What is Manly's recruitment policy? Aaron Woods and Matt Lodge.
It's a fucking drift net, right?
Yeah.
It's an Indonesian drift net. Whatever the fucking comes up in the net, they're playing.
Does Seabold watch football?
I don't think so.
Stand what he's doing.
Gets in the way of his college degree.
I just don't fucking understand what he's trying to do over there.
He watches art house films.
And he did.
Lars and the Real Girl.
And he did get Brooks as well. I know Brooks had two good games in 6 years. And people are like, oh, it's a great buy. Well done. But is it really?
Well, they were saying yesterday that the reason he got Brooks is because of Isaac Moses.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. Isaac stupid Moses. Media and journalists. Don't get me started on those pricks.
What clubs hasn't?
Please, I actually would like to get your side.
Who haven't? Like, Matt Lodge has played for every team now, hasn't he?
Six teams.
So and in prison football.
Yeah.
Manly signed him. When there was talk of the Bulldogs signing him, there was such fan outrage that the Bulldogs just pulled, like, stopped. Mm. There was just absolute fan outrage at the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Think about it.
So what is it about this guy? He must be an absolute cunt.
He's just, you pick him up. Like, this is the thing now. So Manly have got this forward.
Alleged cunt, sorry.
For like 7 weeks. Like, he was pretty good at the Roosters at the start of the year.
He's okay.
Oh, they were talking him up.
Man. Like fucking Jason Voorhees, though, really, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he put a hockey mask on him and
swap
the ball for a machete, and then that's what you got. You got some Friday the 13th shit.
You know, as a younger man, you'd be at the pub and you'd had 67 beers, and they put the lights on and they start playing the Get Out of the Pub music, and you occasionally looked up, and there may be a possible companion there who may not be of the standard that you would normally aspire to.
Trying to snag a lowy, is that what you're
and
saying?
And you just think,
Yep.
That's Matt Lodge.
That's Matt Lodge.
Really?
That's Matt Lodge.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, right. In football. Yeah,
that's Matt Lodge.
That's what I was picturing was you and Matt Lodge.
We'll get to the best legs in football later.
Well, don't mess with me this week. I'm telling you guys now.
Oh, well, he's throwing down the gauntlet.
I'm on probation. So I'm a big tough guy here.
Tough guy.
Driving probation. I lost all my demerit points this week and... They sent me the letter and I'm on probation, so...
Well, so what does that mean?
It means I've got 1 point for a year.
Jesus.
What a country where you can lose all your driving points but can still drive.
You still get 1 point. They give you 1 point and say, all right, go on, get back out there.
Go on, give it a go.
Have a go.
Is it Matt Lodge of driving right there?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at.
I was thinking, if they want us to slow down, forget the speed cameras, just put a hot chick on every corner. And you just glide in, mate. You know, or a hot go if you're a girl driver. You know, don't discriminate. Or,
hey, we don't discriminate against
anything.
Just as long as you're hot, fluid splashed all over the fucking intersection.
Wouldn't that slow traffic down?
I grab the wheel if I see a hot sort. My missus is driving. I grab the wheel to try and steer into her. I don't know what that's about. I'm working through it with my psychologist.
That's your new age pickup technique. Yeah. You drive a vehicle straight at them.
But yeah, anyway, it's been a big week. But what about the next few weeks ahead? This is pinnacle. This is my, like, I'm so excited about the next few weeks of rugby league. It really, like, every, like, this week is, the clashes are amazing, and then the next few weeks, pretty much every second, third game is going to be like finals footy, because I talked about it, the table pressure this year is immense.
It is.
You lose one game, you're fucked.
You are fucked.
Okay? And... you know, even like you just said earlier, the Thursday night game, it's for the spoon.
Spoon off.
That game.
I got an idea for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty keen on this spoon game because, you know, I'm a connoisseur of shit.
Spoon game.
But I think this game deserves more. So where are they playing this debacle? Where's this happening?
I think it's at Cogra. Dragons.
Yeah. Cogra. Well, I say fucking no to Cogra.
Wagra, they used to call it. Do you know that?
Did they?
Yeah.
Wind Stadium. It's at Wind Stadium, which was never called Wagra. I think, how about this?
It was Wig Stadium.
We're going to Vegas next year. Why don't we get in a bit early? Get in a bit early. Death Valley death match. It's been 46 degrees in Death Valley for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Get them over there, and you just say to both teams, from this is it. Whoever loses gets the spoon.
Yep.
You stop playing after this game. Everyone gets 2 points if they're playing you.
Right.
Yep.
And you've got to go play in Death Valley.
Death Valley death match. I just like the sound, all over sound of that.
Whoever
so
loses.
Can you imagine the sunburn on Brooks's head if he was playing in Death Valley in that heat? That head is like a fucking other planet, man.
They
just
put some solar panels on it.
What about
power the rest of the team?
What about Alex Safar? He'll explode.
Yeah.
He'll go off, his head will go like a match. It's
Can they do, instead of kick conversions, can they have to carry the Steedon with a big spoon for 50 metres? And if they can do that without dropping it, that's 2 points.
I don't mind that
in
at
a
all.
Time
Come
limit.
On.
Is that,
let's make fun of these guys. Yeah. Let's treat them like the kids they are.
It's not bleeding for the seat, though, is it? That one. Death Valley. Well, they said it's going to get to 55 there, right? And which is going to be the hottest day ever recorded anywhere on the planet. It's
perfect temperature for Spoongate.
Yeah.
Just get them out there. Get them going.
That's a great idea.
They should be selling spoons for people to whack in the crowd or something. They've got to really get behind this game.
What about, like instead of conversions, just bringing in the NRL. Fucking egg and spoon.
Egg and spoon.
Let me read you the Tigers' back line for this game. And tell me if you've ever heard a more underwhelming group of people. Jareem Buller. Good kid.
He's all right.
But, you know. David Nofaluma.
I'd rather David Yesfaluma.
Stafford Toa.
What a name.
In the centres. Tommy Talau. Boom, boom. Junior Tupo. Dane Laurie at 5'8". Brandon Wakeham. That.
Jesus.
Is, that's a flag back line
that's,
right there.
Yeah.
That is awful.
That should be playing New South Wales Cup.
The other thing I heard, which amazed me this week, is, you know, we're talking about these two Titans guys and they've got these clauses that they can leave because of Holbrook leaving.
Tino and Fifita.
Stefano at the Tigers, who's only a kid, he's got one.
Oh, really?
To leave. Whenever he wants.
Whenever he wants.
If Holbrook quits his job, Stefano can leave wherever he is. Is that
what would you give a kid? That's, I mean, it shows how desperate the bottom teams are, right? He was a kid when they signed him. Yeah. He's got a clause that he can walk whenever he feels like it.
Fucking hell.
That's terrible.
By the looks of him, he doesn't do much walking, though.
Not a whole lot.
That's like, KFC.
I also read a quote this week that John Bateman was berating his Tigers teammates, screaming,
yeah.
I came here to fucking win.
Yeah.
Now.
That's great.
Did that's he, good. Know where he was going.
Yeah, that's stupidity.
Like, did he understand where he was heading at the time?
Mate, they just sent him pictures of fucking downtown Balmain.
Yeah.
And he said, that'll do me.
Surely he, I'm hoping he's going to get out of that contract at some point and maybe just make a...
Go back to the Raiders?
Yeah, I'm just, that's just a dream. That's a dream I have.
There's a documentary in that, right?
There,
him just quitting and walking back to Canberra down the highway.
The Dragon side's good though. So, like, you can understand why the Tigers are going shit. But the Dragons, they've got a good team.
Their packs are underwhelming, I got to say.
Yeah, but you know they've got their backs are pretty good. They've got a few veterans in there. It's just they've had a horrible season.
So we got overwhelming and underwhelming. Is there whelming? Can you just be whelmed?
I'm feeling a little bit whelming at the moment.
I find Canberra is whelming me.
You look unwhelmed.
Well, Canberra Raiders are whelming me.
Let me tell you about you guys. Let me tell you about the media. Let me tell you about anyone.
Is this one
they
about...
They are fucking...
Go for it, probation,
no
boy.
One is saying anything about Canberra. We're fucking sitting in the top four. Mm-hmm. They're blatantly ignoring us. Like, they talk about the top four. They talk about the three teams in there.
Because...
Not the fourth one.
Because they know you won't be there long. That's why we wasted our breath. It's like the kid that's fucking signing out of school, you know? He's not going to be there long. So
yeah, the guy at the start of the City to Surf that just sprints and he's in front for the first 300 metres. That's and who then, you are.
Oh,
then
mate.
A kilometre later, the guy in the gorilla suit's going past me.
Gone.
All week, I'm hearing about the Warriors.
Well, you're playing them this week, so
yeah, that's going to be a good game.
If you beat them, we'll talk about you.
Well, apparently, we got no hope, mate. We just forget it. The Raiders
you are paying $3.
Oh, Jesus, and we're sitting above them. Still the intro, is it?
It was.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Ball's out of flop. What's it gonna be?
All right. Just on that, I was having a talk to Morton just before we went on air about our good mate Biff and the Sopranos.
What's happened?
Well, apparently he's just started watching it, and I gave it away last episode.
Ah, yeah.
Is there a fucking moratorium on spoilers? It's been over for 15 years.
Yeah, he's still got to be careful.
And he's of Italian. He's of Italian background.
Oh my fuck!
You got to be careful.
15 years, mate. All right.
You've got to be careful.
Anyway,
for a show like that, that's you know.
Mm.
Well, it's a legacy show, I get that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, after fucking 15 years. I mean, Tony's dead.
Dan Feeney's dead.
Dan Feeney.
I told him how Casablanca ended and he got the shits.
Rosebud, wasn't it? All right, ball's out of flop. Let's go. Carney. Carnage. Ray Carnage Carney.
I'm sick. Oh, fuck, don't look at me like that, more. Jesus Christ.
I'm interested in what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. The broadcasters.
Balls out
get
flops.
Fucked, which is a flop. When did they have all the power to the point where they're the ones making all the decisions? The NRL have the product, okay?
Yep.
And the NRL should be going to them and saying, this is how it's going to be, not the other way around.
They sold their souls, man.
Yeah, okay, they sold it for money, okay, but and then if Channel 9 go, no, we don't want it that way, the NRL just go, okay, no worries, you don't think Channel 7's going to fucking jump on, you don't think Channel 10's going to jump in, mate, Sandra Sully, Channel 10, she can fucking host rugby league, Koshy in Channel 7.
I had a crush on her.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was a weird one, isn't it? I felt a bit weird.
I was a bit of an Ann Sanders man back in the day.
Oh, really?
You're telling me...
I can see that.
There's a chick who does the SBS news sometimes. Mother.
The old Asian lady.
The
old,
no, yeah. Not that one. What's her name? I've moved on from her.
What's her name? You know her name.
Who, Lillian Chin?
Yeah. I can never remember it.
Lillian,
she whelms me.
Sure you're listening.
She whelms me.
She whelms the shit out of you.
They have say on when Origin is. And all this talk this week, well, all the players need to shut up because they get paid by the broadcasters. The NRL is the product. You don't think the NRL can't sell the game to another channel? The other channels would be fucking buying it straight away.
Spike TV.
That's the power. We have the power. The game has the power, not those pricks.
Hey, public enemy.
They don't have the power, mate.
No. I did. I am enjoying the media ban, but like, I don't need to
listen
back,
to They're back, though. They're back.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all interviewed. I was watching the South players all talk yesterday.
I liked I liked a halftime in Origin 3 when the players were running off, so they got this female reporter, and they got Paul Gallant as close as he could get to the New South Wales players, and they interviewed him like he's still playing for the Blues.
Yeah.
Like, to pretend out here with Paul Gallant. It's like...
Yeah, right.
It doesn't really work for me. We were victims of the media ban as well. We were down Coogee the Monday before Origin, and they refused to talk to us.
Yeah.
And we had a lot to say. We didn't want to ask them questions.
Yeah,
we just wanted to fucking set them straight.
I tried to get a photo with my little one, four-year-old. There was Crichton and Toho were there, and I'm not a big fan, so I thought this would be funny. I'll get my kid over there and take a photo with him, send it to everyone, have a laugh. My kid lost it. As soon as she got close to them, she started crying and yelling and, Papa, Papa, no! And it was like, nah, it's not happening.
Yeah,
so, smart girl.
Yeah.
Smart girl. But anyway, that's my flop. Like, when did it become all about them?
Yeah, we've got the power. We've got the
Well,
product.
They paid so many billion, didn't they? What, 1.3 billion or something for the product? So
it's all written in the contract.
I'm not saying they deserve it. I'm just saying what fucking happened.
But you don't think Channel 7 would have something close to?
Well, what do you mean?
Like Channel 7 would pay $1 billion to get it
as well.
Yeah,
I know, but...
Under our terms.
I think part of... You watch Succession. You know how this works.
Yeah.
The terms are dictated by the fucking...
Yeah,
by the station, not by the fucking NRL.
But all they have to do is the next deal, they just go in there and go, this is how it's going to be. If you don't like it, we're going to go somewhere else. And you watch them fold. They'll be crying, mate. They'll be like, no, we don't want to lose rugby
fold
league.
Fold faster than the Flash to an origami.
I think the other thing is the, you know, the local content rules.
Mm-hmm.
So NRL counts as local content because all those commercial stations have to come up with local content. So yeah, it's in their interest to have NRL or AFL because it's local content, right?
Yep.
Because they have to fill that quota as well. And I can actually fill it with something that rates.
Mm.
I just don't. You know, I just think we've got the product.
Oh, do you have a balls out?
My balls out
to me
to the rabbits. No, pretty much the rabbits. Watching Channel 9, and it was hilarious because Channel 9 every night around 6:40 turn the TV on. Littrell's on there. There's always a story on Littrell.
Littrell Vision.
Yeah, and. Anyway, the South Boys are coming out. They're doing a national tour.
Yeah, they're going on tour.
They've got the T-shirts. They got the dates.
It says SSFC on it, like in AC/DC letters. It's fucking great.
It was, you know what? It was pretty fucking good.
Like, I have to get one of them.
Yeah, they're doing five games all across Australia.
South and the Bulldogs are homeless because of the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
They're out.
And the Roosters too, I believe, but
Fuck
no
them.
One cares about them.
Fuck them.
In the doghouse.
They got no home. Mm. You know, my balls out was going to be, I submit evidence, A, the Canberra Raiders. But after your diatribe.
Really?
Yeah, went off. Can you?
I withdraw it, and my balls out is the Warriors.
You upset him.
What?
It was going to be the Raiders.
What about the Raiders?
You're coming fourth. You're looking good. You're playing strong. Ricky, stop bitching for 2 weeks.
Mate.
That's all I ask. Just talk about
the kid that aced one fucking exam.
Just talk about it. That's all I have. Talk negative.
I'm talking. I was going about. To, and then you fucked
just stop
it.
Stop interrupting
with
me.
Your fucking negativity.
Yeah.
Who's your flop?
Well, mate, I don't think this is getting up. You got Josh Papali'i coming back this week too.
We got our top side.
You got Corey Horsbrough coming back. You got A-grade team this week. That'd be good. That'd be a great game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
Warriors,
to it.
Warriors, right? I think they are going to knock the absolute shit out of each other. I think it's going to be awesome. Love that Warriors pack.
Yeah.
And you guys always say tough footy, so I reckon it's going to be a great game. Look, this flop, they're not getting enough attention, man. The Roosters.
Yeah.
Well, we've been given...
for 5 years, we've given them plenty of attention.
But they're coming 14th.
That's pretty bad, man.
Like, they are absolute dog shit. They have won 7 games. The Bulldogs have won 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your scale. That's my scale for shitness, the Bulldogs. They've won one more game.
That's everyone's scale.
They've won 1 out of 5 games in the last month and a bit. They are rubbish, mate. Mm. But their roster isn't.
No, that's right.
Their roster is decent.
You got Tedesco, Manu.
Most people picked them as grand finalists.
Mate.
This year.
We said they'd drop.
You said they're up there.
They're up there, not.
Everyone's picked them as number one, and they've got the best team and such. You, Trent Robinson, I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, fuck them.
You've got everything. It should be the easiest job ever. You just need to turn up. These guys are athletes. You've got first pick. You've got everything.
Mate,
and you still
let me tell you, they went
in.
Balls to the wall for Suwali, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Suwali, he got him, and he's a fucking dud. Absolute dud. Mm. Balls to the wall for fucking Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith's here and he's down fucking Bondi every day and he's, you know, God knows what he's doing. We know what he's doing.
We know what he's doing.
But we're not saying what he's doing. We know what he's doing. But, you know, they fucking went balls to the wall for these two guys. And usually these guys, the Roosters are very, very good at recruitment. They'll get the top guys for whatever, for the cheapest prices. It's like Uncle Nick's cars, right? But it hasn't worked for him.
No, and it's going to be interesting if this carries on to next year. Surely,
it's going to
tell you,
well,
Trent Robinson
starts
there.
They don't have a halfback. That's a big, big problem for them.
It really seems to have started when they gave Sam Walker the arse.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he was the solution to their problems, but it seems to have created more problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if that put a bit of
They were winning more with him there,
They
right?
definitely were.
Yeah.
And that impatience, you know, like you can't always go out and buy Cooper Cronk to be the general of your team, right?
Yeah, although they did that.
Yeah, but that impatience. Now, I did notice, just slipping onto their reserves list this week, Dylan Napa.
Oh, really?
No, where? That's Dylan typo. Napa. That's a typo.
both words?
He is there.
Both names is a typo?
He's fucking there.
He's not there.
He's there.
The guy that was wanking in front of Kane, what's his name?
Folsom cunt.
Yeah, Folsom cunt.
Mm.
Is he back, is he?
He's on there.
I knew that they signed him.
Really?
I knew that they signed him.
Wow. Because he went to England for a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
Joseph Suwali, the thing with him when he was with South and the Roosters, he's a kid, but he's constantly thinking about his next move.
Yeah.
Which is why you guys didn't sign him.
Yeah.
He wanted the claws. I applaud South for not signing this guy. I can leave for rugby whenever I want.
Yeah. Well,
fuck you. You're not committed. There's no commitment there at all. Not even the pretense of fucking commitment. Mm. He's at the Roosters, which is the perfect place for him, you know, where you get looked after. Yep. Everything's sorted for you.
Mm.
He wants to run off to the Wallabies. Yep. Good. They're fucked. They fucking lost to Argentina on the weekend. Enjoy. Like, have a great time there, mate.
Yeah.
Part of it is Australian rugby's desperation. It is in the shit. Australian rugby union, and it is they are useless.
Well, we were growing up, Mordo. They were the top team.
Yeah, they're hopeless.
Tony Hills, all those guys.
I just read an article on the way here. They're talking about doing rugby and Anzac Day.
You drove here, didn't you? This is why you're on one fucking point. Okay,
read the article.
Yeah.
They're doing Australia New Zealand combined team to play the British Lions team on Anzac Day to try and rival the Roosters Dragons game.
That's all right.
Australia New Zealand combined rugby union team.
Yeah.
That's the All Blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you wouldn't pick one guy.
That's a good
if
point.
You're just picking the team for real, there would not be one Australian in the first 20.
Like, all right, I got a balls out.
Here we go. He's just come up with it as well.
No.
I thought you'd like to shit bag the Roosters a bit longer.
They're fucked. My balls out. Cody Walker.
Silence.
Yeah.
He's good.
Cody Walker versus Queensland. All right? South versus Queensland, really. Cody Walker, Cam
Settle
Murray,
down.
Colin Matungi, and Cookie.
Settle
we
down.
Fucking won that game for New South Wales. We
game
won
didn't
that.
Mean
they did. How
the game
you
didn't mean anything.
Huh?
It didn't mean anything.
I know.
If that was a real game, they would have rolled Cody up.
He doesn't take the bait anymore.
He fucking does. And it was so obvious they had decided not to roll him up because it was a dead game. Once you roll him up, he loses his mind.
I know what's behind the curtain, okay?
You guys are going on a run.
Should have been fucking. He should have got man of the series, even though he only played one game.
He played good. He pulled them apart, mate. He should have been there from the get-go.
He pulled them apart like a 16-year-old on a stripper.
How much better did Crichton and Addo Carr look because they got ball?
Yeah.
It wasn't Jerome Luai. All you got to do, Jerome Luai, is just run up the guy outside him in the defensive line, just cut him off, and he can't throw that pass. Mm. So he runs back in circles every time, right? Suddenly he was like, oh, Crichton and Addo Carr in the bloody team.
Cody goes into the line and his timing. Mm. He looks at the defense, knows exactly who's going to be where.
Mm.
He's got matrix shit happening.
That's why that backline move always works for you guys, because he's got 3-4 options and it just whatever the defense does,
he reads the options.
Yeah,
I still don't know where that was. Let's say Fittler selection, because long term, despite Andrew Johns' claim on the commentary that he can play to his 40. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Because he doesn't rely on speed. He can play to his 40.
No. He's a Tom Brady of the NRL.
Start calling him Cliffy Lyons at one point. Like Cliffy Lyons. Like, stop
he
it.
He does play like him.
He
though.
Does a bit, yeah.
How do you?
I thought Kalamatangi was awesome.
Yeah, he was fucking great.
He nearly played 80 minutes.
Ready, yeah, mate.
He just ate him up, man.
Yeah, he's good. Now, it was a dead game, and we need to remember that, but Kalamatangi, I was very impressed.
And Cam Murray. He just could put him down. Yeah.
He's always good. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why he wouldn't be New South Wales captain.
He should be captain of the world.
Yeah.
We should just pick a world captain for everything, and it just should be him.
Him captain, Jake Trbojevic vice captain. I don't even see it as a choice.
Like, exactly.
They're the leaders of that team. They should be.
Yeah.
And they're different personalities, and I think that would work really well. But Cody. Fair enough.
Was good.
Played well.
Yeah.
Quick flop while I'm at it. It's taking too long to get stretches out these days. It's giving me the shits. Every time someone goes down now and needs a stretcher, is there a shortage? Is there a shortage of the stretcher driver mobile guy? Like,
I know they drive out that slow.
Oh, it takes for... Mate, before they used to just come out, fucking flop him on and run off. Can they get back to doing that?
There was a 15-minute one last week.
Yeah. Oh, it takes forever. That was
the Souths one on... what's his name? When we're playing... with the Dogs, we knocked out your prop.
Yeah.
Ryan Sutton.
It was just unbelievable how long it was.
But the stretcher takes forever to come out. Like the guy that's driving the car, what's he doing?
Do you know the ultimate irony? Mm-hmm. I saw a Medicab on a tow truck once. How fucking ironic is that?
It's not good for the player, but it is convenient if you're at a game because you know you've got time to go buy beers.
That's true. If it's a serious injury, I think it should be like if you drop, when you drop something on the floor, you've got a 5-second rule.
Injury, that's great.
You can do it, just get him on quickly, and then you can move him on. Five seconds you got.
Scotty, Scotty. He's a lad. He's a bodybuilder.
He likes smacking piss.
He's a big drinker. He's a big drinker.
That's
bodybuilder.
Not drinking it. That's smacking it.
He likes lifting and drinking.
And he's telling me he's got this fucking big Porto burger. He was starving, absolutely starving.
I'm hungry.
He fucking dropped it. Not only dropped it on the ground, but the whole lot came apart on the ground.
That's new rules for that.
And he looked at it and went, ah, fuck it. Scooped it all up and just ate the lot.
He didn't get sick, did he?
He got stronger.
He got stronger, yeah.
Stronger. That's what he got.
The ground got sick.
Did I mention the Roosters are fucked?
Yeah. Balls Out No Flops. Click us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Your contribution left a notice. I'm loving that 5-second rule, man. If you're on the ground and you're not up in 5 seconds, you're gone.
Get out.
Just roll you to the side.
Hey, can I confess something to the good people who listen to this podcast?
Go, please.
I've been watching a bit of NRL 360 lately, and as you know, I don't.
You don't watch it, no.
And I think Bray Fenasta's a good host.
He's good.
I actually think he's a good host. When did this happen?
He's good. He's
when did this fucking transformation take place?
Yeah, he ran into us.
He ran into us. We talked to him.
We talked him up a bit.
So yeah, to school him a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We talked him up.
He's pretty smooth there.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to that cafe anymore.
He's avoiding that one, isn't he?
But did you see he interviewed that fucking idiot from the Tigers, that President Lee?
Hajalapalus.
Hanjapantelis.
Hanjapantelis.
And he was
dressed
like Sam Spade in the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah.
Like he looked like a 1930s crime fighter. Yeah, he had this little hat, tie and a waistcoat. And I'm like, come on, Brafe, just give it to him once about the outfit. Come on. I know you're trying to be cool and smooth, and I know you're a player manager, so you got to play these guys. But come on. You cannot come on a football show dressed like fucking Humphrey Bogart and get away with it.
No, I agree. I agree.
He got away with it, apparently. Now, this is a man who a lot of people are saying, hey, why is he, you know, running a club? And he comes on dressed like that.
Yeah, he comes on dressed like a fucking... he's on a reality show, a tattooing reality show.
Mm. He looked like fucking Spencer Tracy, and not the good one, the old shit one.
They are copping it. I'm sick of hearing about the
Tracy
Tigers,
Lords.
Though. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, Spencer Tracy, when he was really big, in between movies, he'd just go to that hotel in Hollywood, what's it called, you know, under all the actors.
Yeah.
And he'd just sit in a bathtub. Drinking and just shitting in the tub.
Oof.
And then when they wanted him for a movie, they'd just go get him, wash him off, and bring him in and he'd do a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds made up, that story, I have to say.
That's Spencer Tracy. Do your research.
All right.
They just fucking resurrect him and put him out there.
He used to take quite a bit of acid, apparently.
He was the man.
Yeah, he was taking a lot of acid in the 50s and stuff.
Mm. So acid, drinking in
a tub, in the and tub.
That's what he's a good man. Okay.
What about Phil Gould going to visit Manasi for now in prison?
Yeah,
I didn't heard this. About that.
Conjugal, heard this.
What's going probably.
And then they've just. I think there's talk now that the two brothers are going to get signed for Tigers.
They have been signed.
So what was that all about?
Don't know.
So are they trying to sign the one that's in jail?
Well,
because he's not going there to visit.
He's not mentoring.
Nice.
It's not
that's what he said. He was just there looking after his welfare.
Bullshit.
He's a good guy.
He's a
fucking snaky bastard.
If you were in a prison on a life sentence, you saw Gus Gould walk by, you'd take your chance, wouldn't you?
No, I guess so.
How long is he in for? It wouldn't be that long.
He did stab someone at a Mormon
but
picnic.
He didn't die.
But it was with a plastic knife.
Plastic knife.
So,
sort of a spork.
Yeah.
I think it's only like a year or something.
He was a good little player.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's Gould a decent little player.
All right, let's talk some footy.
Whoa.
We're here to talk footy.
What a next few weeks is just, it's heaven.
That's great, isn't it?
Seriously, it's just, it's so good, man. It's just
some blockbusters coming up, aren't there?
This Friday night, South's Broncos. That's going to be, I think you guys are going to go on a run.
We need to.
Who's playing the GF? And who's winning at this point in time? Who have you got?
Oof. I got us in the GF.
I got, well,
you're
in the GF.
You're good at getting to that four. You're not so good at getting to the two. Like, you get to the last four, but you tend to shit yourselves.
I got you guys grand final.
Yeah.
You and Panthers.
I got us
you
Broncos.
Guys are going on a run, mate.
I don't see the Broncos doing it.
Nah.
All right.
I would have more confidence.
For sure.
I would have more confidence. They're not even in the eight. I have more confidence that the Cowboys would make the grand final than the Broncos.
Oh, there you go.
Cowboys, mate, look at their squad. Like, look at that. Tell me a bad player
squad,
in that team.
Their squad is uncannily like the tractor squad.
Yes. They're. Like, there's three teams on 24: Eels, Souths, and the Cowboys.
Yep.
They're picking up momentum that team.
Yeah, yeah, they're good. They're a fucking good
momentum,
side.
And they've got.
They've got a hard run.
Yeah, they have. They got. But
that's
they put,
what I mean.
They put 30 on us.
But they're young.
And we had fucking half our cunts out.
This is what I mean, though. Like, they're going to have to win. If they maybe make the top four, they're going to have to win pretty much nearly every game.
I don't
game.
Think they'll make the top four, but I still think they're going to shake shit up when it gets to finals football.
If they make it. Power and Sharks. They've got a tough run as well.
Sharks are dropping hard,
yeah.
mate.
Yeah, the Sharks are fucked.
Sharks
are
shot, and I reckon they can thank Freddie Fittler for fucking up Nicho Hines.
Yeah. Or Moylan. Do you see how many tackles Moylan missed the other day?
Yeah, he's never been
not
a tackle.
The first time he's done that.
But they ran between him and Talakai just relentlessly. Yeah. Just kept scoring.
Bet of the week, I reckon, this week. Cronulla are playing Manly. Manly who have to fucking win. It's in Cronulla this game.
Ooh.
Manly are paying $3.25. Yeah. Cronulla paying $1.30.
No Tommy, though.
Still,
Tommy Tissier.
I don't know. Cronulla are shaky, mate. Cronulla are... I think they're shot.
They are bullies. And Manly aren't in the eight. So
I think so.
Yeah, I think Manly's going to take that.
I think Manly will beat him.
Is there one more coach sacking before the end of the season?
Oh, that's a good question.
O'Brien, is he going if he doesn't make it?
Oh, if they don't make it, he's surely got to go. And they're not going to make it.
But you're saying before the finals, coach sacking before the finals?
That would be good.
Bellamy.
Imagine that. So some sort of mistake in the paperwork and they announce it and imagine him losing his shit.
Oh, that'd be unreal.
How about this for a question? Is Ivan Cleary, on the Bennett Bellamy level yet?
No.
Nah.
Get out of here. You're banned, mate.
Look
ban
at this
him.
Guy's record.
Ban him.
Should I turn
ban
him off?
Yeah, look at this guy's record.
You can't just.
Well, what's he done? He's won two grand finals.
He's winning comps.
He's got the nursery.
About to win his third.
He's got the best nursery. He's got a system that's been set up before him.
He works it well.
Don't get me wrong.
He works it well. The Warriors.
Not yet.
They're going to go 3 in a row, mate. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
No, easy. Yeah. They're fucking winning without the origin stars.
He's resting players. Nathan hasn't played for 2 months. They haven't dropped a fucking beat. Mate.
Perfectly.
They're killing it. This guy's a coach.
I think, but it always sounds like I'm talking about Souths. I'm talking about Souths because they're in
an elite team.
if and when you play Penrith in the finals, one of the key differences in those two teams will be the coaching.
Yep.
They've got a better coach.
And you're gonna have to play on the back foot, and Cody's not gonna have the space to do that fucking back line.
We beat him last time we played him. And they had everyone on deck. They had everyone.
Did they?
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna purposely spend half an hour researching.
You know
that
why I said it? Because I know that you fucking won't.
They're the team that you guys can't beat when it matters.
Well, we beat him this year. We showed him it matters. Look, I reckon we're going to go on a run, and then we're going to be
We've got
round 26 is our bye week. So the one before the last round where we play the Roosters, we got a bye week, and I think that's fucking perfect.
You're not losing another game.
That's perfect.
This season. You guys aren't going to lose.
I'm worried about
game.
Broncos game.
No. You're not going to lose another game.
I'm only worried about Broncos game because Latrell hasn't played in 2 months. Jay Arrow hasn't played in 2 months.
You guys are primed.
Campbell Graham hasn't played in a month.
Primed, mate. You guys are primed. It's going to be the national
tour. And Ilias has played every game.
Have they done a pin?
That worries me too.
Have they done a skin fold test on Latrell? Or are they just letting him go?
Apparently he's very fit.
Oh, yeah, good.
Fucking great. That's what they've been saying. And then he starts running and I get fucking seasick watching him.
They have been literally saying that. He's been the fittest he's ever been.
All I've seen.
Yep.
I got to say, all I've seen on Instagram is him hopping on one leg, and that could be old footage, so I don't know.
Did he have to go to America to get fit again, or did he do it all on his own?
But man, they got skin fold guys, they got everyone. I'm sure he's doing the right thing. We can go on a run. Let's see what happens.
What about the big questions of the week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big movie week this week.
Ooh.
Start the Barbie movie. Who's the NRL's Ken?
I was thinking Sean Johnson.
I'm going the Burgess brother. I want more manliness in my Ken. Tom Burgess.
You can't get a 10 like that happen.
His head pokes out of the packaging.
I'm going Sorensen from the Panthers.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
He's lean and he's tan.
Bit of ethnicity there
Well, Sorensen's a Danish name, I believe. He's Danish. Part Danish, but also part Wog.
Straight out of the fjords.
Mm. Yeah. So that's where I'm going.
Who's the NRL's Oppenheimer? Just a creature of mass destruction.
Current player?
Whatever you like.
Yeah, he's got to be current.
I was going to say Kronk, but no. I was going to say...
Actually, that's a good answer.
Yeah, but current player.
Are we talking scientific? Someone that's actually, you know, can pick apart things or just...
Either.
Whack job. Either. Do you have anyone in mind when you come up with this?
Not really. The name now is just rolling around in my head.
I'm going Blake Taff. It's Oppenheimer.
Oh, I love you, Blake Taff. Welcome to the Bulldogs.
I just don't know.
Yeah, he had lunch with Gus.
He was in the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think there was much food left, but he was there.
Is he going to Bulldogs?
Oh, well, they're talking to him.
What about Sexton, the panty sniffer? Sexton. He looks like a panty sniffer.
But how can you have sex in your name and look like
in
that?
The fucking head on the weekend. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
He looks like, literally, you wouldn't be able to take him in your own house because he'd be sniffing your girlfriend's panties. I'm telling
while
you.
While they were on.
Something about the word panties. It's like we're on happy days. It freaks me out.
Well, these happy days.
Going with movie thing, another blockbuster that was released recently, Mission Impossible. Who's our Tom?
Oh, you know who he's his.
Go.
Yours is Cam Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's everyone's Tom Cruise. He's my Oppenheimer, too. Him and Blake Taff.
Oh, I'm going to go left field. You're not going to agree with it, but Gutherson is my Tom.
What,
mate? You know what? I've come to really, he's a fucking good player.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good player.
He is.
He's a fucking. He's in everything.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's in everything, and he shouldn't. He's one of those, you know, Reynolds type player.
Yeah, he likes
Reynolds, where he's got no real athletic sort of skill or anything, but he's just fucking dogged.
On Reynolds, why the fuck? They made it a TV extravaganza. Yes. This second grade fucking player, whose nickname is Grub.
I don't think that was enough.
Gets his fucking send off.
We should have had more.
Oh, yeah.
You think it was too much?
He cried every time.
It was way.
He milked it so well. He did.
God. He's enoughy.
Smart enough to just get through preseason to manufacture this moment? Is he smart enough to plan that out from the start of the year?
No. Yeah. What do you think? He's Oppenheimer? You think he's Taff?
I think he's Tom Cruise. You didn't like it?
Nah.
You didn't feel a bit teary?
Fuck no. It's overblown second grade fucking player that should be manning the barbecue at fucking Henson Park.
Two grand finals and four State of Origins, I'll have you know.
Mate, those bigger send off than fucking Inglis got.
The reason why
well, that's
was.
Because we like our players.
The reason why, the main storyline was. The love he had for Canterbury. The Bulldog, that's what it was. That was the sort of like, it was just like to
he's
see
only played
this
for
man.
One team in the NRL. That's part of it.
Nah, he's played for Tigers, which was one of
count.
The worst.
That doesn't count.
But, you know, that was the story behind it. If it was anything else, yeah, okay. But you could tell that he fucking loved the club. Or he's trying to get a job secured for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
He should
he's
be doing
very
security.
Worried about his future.
He should be one of those guys that sits on the field with one of those green vests and tackles the fucking streakers.
Yeah. How long to he's good. The water guy for the Bulldogs?
Like yeah, he's got
2 weeks and he's out there doing the Alfie Langer?
Like, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That'll be his starting spot at the Dogs.
He's a pest, so that's good for him.
He'll get in shit too. He'll get in shit going at the opposition.
He won't be able
water.
To help himself.
Nah, he'll give the refs a gobful.
Well, here's the question: do you think Brooks will get a send off like that?
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
But do you think he will?
No,
when he calls time a week long.
Josh Reynolds, and a lot of people hate him, and I see why. But he's a character, and that's part of it. He's a character.
You don't hate him.
Luke Brooks is
I
not a character.
Him. I'm
not a character.
He's not a character.
He's just boring. I find Josh Reynolds boring, you know? The whole fucking thing, I love the club, gives a fuck.
I think the everyman could relate to him because he clearly had no fucking talent. But the guy played 4 Origin games and 2 grand finals. Like, he had no talent and he still sort of made something of himself.
Tells you what's wrong with the system.
He's a 5'8 that couldn't pass and couldn't kick.
You know what? Going back to Luke Brooks, he doesn't have character. You know what? Because he should be like the kid that gets passed around in a divorced family. So he should play for the Tigers one weekend, Manly the next weekend. Oh, so like their visits,
custody battle, Brooks.
Custody kid. Luke Brooks, the custody kid.
You don't think Ivan Cleary's in that echelon of coaches yet?
Not yet. He's only won two premierships, man.
Turn him off, mate. He's pulled it up again. That is crazy. What about Ricky Stewart?
What about him? What's he won?
He's won premierships. He's won State of Origin. Has Ivan won State of Origin?
He doesn't need to go there.
He doesn't.
He's such a good club coach.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast. One thing.
Just what do we think of the try celebrations? I'm not a fan.
They're pretty shit, aren't they?
I don't like it.
I liked when Reid Marnie just got in the middle of a Broncos one because he had the shit.
That was good.
That was good.
So
I'm a fan of the anti-celebration.
Yeah, I like that.
If the opposition can get in there and fuck it up, I think I'm going to be a big fan.
Yes. Yeah.
So you'll have your blockers if you want to do a celebration.
Yeah.
It just cheapens the whole thing. I just don't like it.
You know what it's for though, right?
Yeah, I know. Charity and whatnot.
Daniel Anderson and Nathan, what's his name? Stapleton.
Is that an AFL player?
No, he was an ex-league player. Played for the Sharks, had those big biceps.
Okay.
He broke his neck.
Yes.
Playing rugby, I think. Bush rugby. So,
well, until they start doing fucking
That's good. If you can fuck it up too, if you can go in and fuck it up, I'm all for it.
Yeah, kudos to Reid Marnie. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah. I think he started something fresh.
If I did try celebration, I'd do the Eric Cantona. Straight into the front row of someone. Fly kick, bang. For charity.
Yeah.
For charity.
I got to say, some of those Broncos, they scored a lot of tries on the weekend. Yeah. I was watching the game with a Broncos fan. I was like, it's very tight ground, Belmore. You got to watch how you celebrate it, Belmore.
Yeah.
Because there might be a reverse Cantona coming your way.
What would you do?
I'd do Marshawn Lynch, mate.
Marshall and
shake hands with the rest of, respectfully shake hands with the rest of my teammates and resume my work.
I like that.
The GG Allen, mate. GG Allen.
GG Allen.
Banana up the arsehole and then into the fucking crowd.
Yeah, they started toying with the corner post, some of the boys this week.
One of them ripped it off.
Yeah, I thought.
That's too far.
You can go further. There's a lot you can do with a corner post.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you
GG it?
Walk off the stadium and go to the canteen and buy a pie? And come back. How long can you wait?
Why the fuck
how
not?
How long can you wait?
With a flake. Mr. Whippy with a flake in it. Come back.
I'd like someone to just sign the ball, pull a texture out of their sock, a Sharpie out of their sock, sign the ball and just give it to a kid and tell the ref to fuck off. The kid's keeping
it. That's great. That's a good one.
So that's a classy celebration.
Banana in the ass.
Or a banana in the ass. We could do both. You could sign the ball with a banana in the ass.
What kid wouldn't like that? Straight on the fucking mantelpiece.
They tweet it.
All right, let's talk some footy. So what have we got coming up?
Mate? Well, Thursday's sort of shit, but sort of good.
That's
big. Who's going to win quickly?
Dragons.
It's got to be Dragons.
Dragons.
It's got to be.
Sure. Does it?
The Tigers.
Do you want me to read that back line again?
Is Brooks playing? He's not playing.
No, fucking how many times are you going to talk about Brooks in one podcast?
Custody kid, mate.
Ban me. Go on. You're on your own today.
Anyone see Fatty ask Wayne Bennett how he's going to handle Nathan Cleary?
Oh, it's hilarious.
No, I didn't see it.
He wasn't playing.
So how are you going to handle Nathan? He asks of all fucking coaches. And Wayne Bennett just, he's not playing. Fucking
good old.
All right, here we go. Warriors paying $1.40.
That's crazy.
Raiders, $2.89.
I'm going Warriors.
Good.
You
would. That's a safe bet. Of course you would.
It's going to be my kind of football, this game. It's going to be smash them up, each other up shit.
Yeah.
I hope we turn up and, mate, if we win, let me tell you, mate, we bet. Would you say we're a good team if we win that game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you say that, Morton?
I gave you balls out, you idiot.
Yeah, but you still you're not.
There was a retraction.
Yeah, there was a retraction, and you don't rate us at all, and I know that.
Well, I gave it a retraction because you're bullshit. I tell you,
It's going to be an interesting game.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Warriors could run away with it. No.
No, they're not going to run away with it. It's not going
they
to be.
They did against Crocus thing, but there was a lot of emotion in that game. And
Those things never fucking work, man. Nah. Celebration games never work.
Nah, they get distracted. I'd like the Warriors more if Ronald Volkman was in the squad.
Volkman!
I just love that fucking guy. He looks like Tom Cruise in Valkyrie.
Warriors. Patches, you got an eye patch on? Volkman, where's your patch?
Warriors for me. Good team.
On Volkman.
Mm.
Duke was telling me he watched Hogan's Heroes the other day.
Oh, yeah. I watch it many days.
And Hofstetter caught fucking Schultz sleeping in one of the bunks. He sent into the Russian front, and Klink said about Schultz, he goes, he was fat, he was lazy, he was stupid, but he was the best soldier I ever had.
South Sydney are playing the Broncos on the Sunshine Coast, the start of their world tour, I believe.
Yeah.
The world tour kicks off.
Fucking hell, man.
Players in for the Souths this week. Oh, here's your ins list. Cam Murray.
Beautiful.
Campbell Graham.
Yep.
Cody Walker.
Yep.
Damien Cook. Nice. Harmo Salé.
Yep.
Which always makes me feel hungry, that name. Jacob Host, Jai Arrow, Jed Cartwright, Cullum Matungi, and Latrell Mitchell. They're your ins.
I know. See?
Mother of God.
We've been playing without those guys for fucking...
You're like Panthers. You've had your best players rest. It is you and Penrith, I'm telling you. It is.
Well, you don't know, but...
It is.
He's telling you.
Okay. If you're telling me.
Fucking telling you.
Well, who are we picking here? Who are we picking? Who have the Broncos got? They got...
They've got Reece Walsh, Payne Haas, and Pat Carrigan back in, and...
Payne Haas.
DeLuise Hoyter.
13-plus South.
Is that Volkman?
13-plus. Easy.
Nah, not Brom,
I'm not. I'm not. Broncos are hot and cold. It'll be close up until the 70th minute, and then South run away.
Tear them apart on the left.
Yep.
Pull them apart like a 16-year-old on a stripper.
I'm going to take the Broncos.
Yeah. You're going to go the Broncos.
Good. I like
really?
That.
I don't. Mm. I don't understand how people aren't like South's.
Who's favourite?
I think. By the end of the year, Souths will be better than the Broncos, but this week I'm going to take the Broncos. Souths are favourites, $1.71. $1.71, $2.15.
I'll tell you what.
But we need to win it, man.
If Souths lose, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
You're out of the eight.
Oh, no, not fucked because we've got an easy run. But
we've got a good run, but we won't. Really. With the highest, I think we can get six or something.
What's the chances Payne Haas is going to leave the Broncos?
Yeah, well, I think he's being courted by the Roosters, but hopefully he's seen the clusterfuck. But
is he worth the money? Like we're talking elite halfback money for a front rower.
Nah, I don't think he's worth the money.
You
need a good forward.
I think Payne Haas at Origin level is a fucking dud.
Yeah,
yeah, he wasn't.
I don't think he does.
And I'm not talking just this year. I don't think he.
Yeah,
does he offload?
He doesn't have the impact at Origin.
Nah,
that you'd
he more does
him
a
to.
Squat and drops the ball like he's laying an egg.
I also one of my favorite NRL names is on the interchange for the Broncos, Tyson Smoothie. I mean, if you don't like that name, give up life.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you don't like Tyson Smoothie, I don't like you.
So you've gone Broncos and you and me are on the Bunnies.
13-plus.
Woof.
Okay.
Titans Roosters. Titans are 12th and the Roosters are 14th. This is like whoever loses this is fucked.
It's over.
No Tino, right?
No Tino.
Roosters are favourites.
Titans all the way.
Roosters are favourites.
Mm-hmm.
So who's further up in the ladder? Titans?
Yep. Titans are 12th. Roosters 14th.
Wow.
Do this you listen?
Sometimes.
Listen to
in
shit.
And out. Idiot. I think it's at Titans. There's
both
no
on 20
Tino.
Points. Like the level on the lap table.
Yeah. Are they? Okay. Yeah. This is do or die. This is why every game's do or die.
Man. Tino's a big out, man.
Ah, massive.
Massive out. He has some fucking impact, that guy.
Yeah, I'm still going Titans, though.
That's just because you don't like
it's
Roosters.
Spite, yeah. It's spite fucking tip. Complete.
I'm going to go Roosters, unfortunately. I think Roosters will
You have
will
no
win.
Soul.
No, I don't.
You lost your soul, your soul. To-
no, I don't
I think the Titans might actually beat them. I think the Roosters are a fucking shambles.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going Titans.
I think there's something inherently wrong with this combination of players.
Yeah.
Like this, it's not fucking happening.
And hopefully Brandon Smith fucks up more.
Mm. And I actually think Teddy, I think Origin, I think he's going to be exhausted from the whole experience.
Well, he had a week off. He went to Byron.
Mm, good
there's
on
a
him.
Whole big
but I think,
ruha
he's,
about
I think
that.
He's emotionally bankrupt.
Yes.
He is emotionally bankrupt.
Well, think
and
about
morally
it.
Morally bereft.
And morally bereft.
This is uncharted territory for him. He has for about, what, 8 years?
And ethically overwhelmed.
Not 8 years being the best player in the league or up there. Yeah.
He's definitely
never
not now.
Anything negative talked about him. And then all of a sudden, this is the first time in his career people are putting shit on him. So that must be hard. Must be hard to take.
We wouldn't know because we've constantly had people putting shit on us and we've never been the best at anything.
Knights, Storm.
Big game again.
Storm. Storm. You can't get past the Storm on that.
Knights don't have the discipline. They don't have the discipline to beat the Storm.
No. Are they a 20-point team as well? Are they in with that bunch or are they above?
Yeah. Knights. Knights. Knights are on
Knights
21.
Are still in the hunt. Knights are still in the hunt, so they're...
Are you picking it? Put your money where your mouth is.
Like, the fact the Knights are higher on the table than the Roosters is fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like...
They've had some moments
great.
Of brilliance,
It's fucking
though.
Unreal.
Mm.
The Knights have had some moments of brilliance. I think...
Storm, motherfucker!
I'm going to go...
Pick Knights. I want you to pick Knights.
Knights upset.
You're paying $3.30 if you actually mean that.
I think Knights upset.
Wow.
I think Storms will take this game a little easy today.
They don't take any game easy,
nah,
man.
I don't see that.
You got Bellamy fucking up your ass.
Yeah, switching on.
Knights upset.
All right, Storm.
I think Storm will win that one handily. They will fucking romp that one in. Tractors, Eels. This is a great fucking game,
yeah,
too.
This is a big game.
I think this is when we find out how good the Tractors actually fucking are.
But no RCG, no Sevo.
Sevo,
this is a huge game.
His best days are well
yeah,
behind.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Sevo's
done.
Yeah, but RCG, I think, is a big out.
Mm.
That's huge. They were struggling without him at the start of the season. So he's.
What about Barlow?
Junior Barlow. He's done.
Oh, on that, Brad Takarangi. Brad Takarangi.
Yeah, he's in England, isn't he?
Newly appointed coach, captain coach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Of the Dapto Canaries.
Whee!
We're big fans of the Dapto
Canaries.
Is that
Dugan's team?
Big fucking Canary fans.
I'm going Para. Oh, sorry, Para. No, I'm going Tractors.
Tractors, for sure.
Tractors.
Unfortunately, with RCG.
I have an immense hard-on for this Tractors team. I'm telling you, they're a good team.
Well, I wouldn't say immense. Right.
They're a good fucking team, mate.
I'd say an average white man.
If they could just work out how to not have Peter Hicku in their starting lineup, they would be really fucking good. But they are a good fucking team.
Yeah, they'll
make the eight. Either Sharks
it's Bevel
or
Aqua, mate. Bevel Aqua's just tied in that fucking... That spine.
Mm. So it's safe to say either Eels or Sharks out of the eight, Cowboys in. And that's
Who?
Our top eight. Eels or Sharks out of the eight.
And who's in?
Tractors.
Thank you.
Well, they're on Tractors and Para on equal points. So
yeah. It's Tractors.
It's a massive game. It's a massive
that's
fucking
huge.
Game.
I just want to. Sorry, Joe. I just want to stand. I'm not going to work. This is it. I'm not going to work tomorrow. I'm going to stand in front of the TV. And I'm just going to wait for these games to start. And I'm just going to stand there and I'm going to wait for every game to start. I don't want anyone to bother me. I am so
good
psyched
luck,
up
mate.
About this.
You got a wife and two little daughters.
Yeah, good on you.
Your wife is bothered.
Penrith are paying $1.03 in their clash with the Bulldogs. So we're paying $12.50.
12 bucks. Let's chuck a hundo on them.
How about no? My God.
Are they all in?
Who?
Cleary?
Yep.
Cleary's back.
Cleary's back. They're all fucking back.
Yeah, they're going to annihilate you guys.
They are ready to fucking roll.
Is this going
to
be...
They'll stomp you into atoms.
I mean, we have Corey Waddell and Jackson Topany and Raymond Fatala-Marina in our starting pack.
So how's this game going to... That should be called off.
Yeah.
I think it should be called off.
This fucking thing should be called off.
I might go to the shops for this one.
Yeah. this is going to be...
Go to Char Grill Charlie's, man. Yeah.
An absolute fucking atrocity this shit.
Get yourself a Charlie Tromper.
I'm going to make sure I'm fucking busy when this game's on. We also...
When is that?
Sunday, 2 o'clock. We also have one Kyle Flanagan back as halfback.
Oh, shit.
That makes it interesting.
Does it really?
Gives it a little bit of an element
does
there.
It?
I'd like to put play
does
cam
it?
On him.
I'd just like to point out that Tevita Pangai Jr. can hardly hold his place on the bench despite...
Mate, he can't hold his dick when he's pissing.
Despite the forwards I just read out. But he was playing Origin 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's Fittler.
Like, whole.
That's Fittler.
Anyone, any listener could explain to me what the fuck Jaden Ockhambor's meant to be and how he has a first grade contract.
They're playing him as a flack, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think this is the evolution of how flack.
I just don't fucking understand.
That's not what we had in mind, though.
No, that's not what we had in mind.
That's the shit we chucked away in the lab. That should be in the fucking in Frankenstein's dustbin.
Yeah.
Penrith have on their reserves, not their interchange.
Yeah.
Their reserves.
Yeah.
Jack Cogger, who was with us for a while, Jamin Salmon, we got a dog, Tyrone Peachy, and Matt Eisenhoof, they would all walk into our starting 13.
Of all the Eisenhoofs.
In the world. They came up with Matt. They would all shit into our top 13. No problems.
This is going to be...
They can't fucking make the fucking 17 at Penrith.
This is going to be like Barbie. Barbie is the Bulldogs walking into a fucking Mexican prison.
I'd watch that.
That's what's going to happen.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Why would you play Flanagan in this game? Like, they're purposely trying to ruin his career. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he hasn't played first grade in weeks, and then they're going to throw him this one.
Wants him so injured that he can't sign him to the Dragons, so he's got an excuse.
And I just don't get letting Jake Averillo walk. He's been one of the only good players we've had all year. And to let him walk is just
that's ridiculous.
Fucking dumbfounding to me. Like,
all right, we're all in the Panthers
here.
Pull your
fucking head in. That's going to be an atrocity, that shit. Cronulla Manly is going to be a good game.
Yeah, that will be.
Both teams, Cronulla on the drop, Manly need a win. This is going to be awesome. Cronulla paying $1.35 and Manly paying $3.25. I'm very keen on Manly in this game.
Yeah, I think Manly will get them.
I think Sharks.
DCE, mate. DCE over Hind.
Although he's dropped a lot of players, Fitzgibbon.
Yes. Braden Trindle back at five. I like Braden Trindle.
Yeah, actually, he's good.
I think Sharks are going to 13 plus on Sharks. This is Manly's season done.
I've not seen it.
Yep.
Nah.
No, Tommy, mate, and Manly haven't been going good ever since that. I know they played all right against Cowboys, but I think the Sharks have had a bit of a bad run, but I think they've had a kick up the arse this week, and they're going to come out firing.
Do you realise Manly have Aaron Woods and Matt Lodge on their bench? Have you thought about this?
That's what I mean.
Holy fuck.
I'm going Manly.
You're going Manly?
Because I want them to win. My head says Sharks.
Do you want Manly to win?
No, I don't give a fuck, actually. Just beat the shit out of each other.
I'd like Lodge or Woods to drop out because I'm very keen to see the Manly reserve. Big shout out to Jordan Chan Kum Tong. I want this guy to be a fucking superstar. Gordon Chan Kum Tong.
Yeah.
That's a name to remember.
If you can't Kum Tong, you can't come at all.
Like, I just need this guy to be something.
All right, well, that's it for this week.
Thanks
for a great week. We just talked some footy. All right. So, thanks for listening, and we'll try to be back next week.
We're gonna big run home.
Tell your friends. Okay. Just wave if you're out in Narrabeen. Just wave to Ray Carney. He'll be standing in front of his CV. Okay, just give him a wave. all right. So I think that's it. Really. Anyone? Anything to add?
Not at all.
Love your faces. Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours. Share them with me. Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right. You can't be wrong, rocking and rolling all week long. These days are ours. I've been free. These days are ours. Share them with me. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what.